I know what everybody's thinking, all right? Return to the infamous Super Bowl guarantee was here. And, you know, in all seriousness, you know, like looking back, obviously it was a huge mistake to make that guarantee. At the time, you know, we were coming off two championship games. I really thought it would be a thing that would actually motivate our team, you know, to really talk about the Super Bowl, focus on the Super Bowl. But in hindsight, yeah, I think it put undue pressure on our team. And we kind of lost focus. And really, we lost focus on what we do best. So, you know, it's obviously a big mistake. When I go back and look at it, it's, you know, I think it contributed to the season we have. It's something that I take, you know.
Massachusetts Amherst, table 7.
And if you never got the rest of the quote, then the heck with it. No, but, you know, but realistically, I think, you know, it was, it's something that I've been thinking about a great deal. And you know, obviously we had a terrible season. And I'll take full responsibility for it. And I think part of that guarantee really contributed to that. Now looking forward, which I can't wait to do, with this upcoming season, you know, I think, you know, first off, no promises. Okay, there's not gonna be any promises. But I will say we're gonna have a team now that I think is gonna have the potential to do great things. You know, I look at our team and, you know, we got a great owner, we got a great staff, and you know, we got a great organization. And more importantly, we got a great, great group of players. And I think we can accomplish anything we set out to do. With that being said, I think, you know, over a 16-game regular season, a lot of things can happen. But I will say this, we will be a team. We will play as a team. And at the end of the season, we'll know it was a great season. With that, I'll go ahead and open it up to questions.
So, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl next year?
I have no idea. I have something I believe will happen, but I'm not going to share it with you.
You think, does it involve your team?
I don't know. You know, I'm not real sure if they have or not. You know, we've been kind of focused on, you know, evaluating our team. We obviously have a great deal of changes in the coaching staff, trying to, you know, implement a new offense. So for me personally, I've been trying to learn the offense and look at, you know, our roster, obviously, possible free agents and getting ready for the combine.
Rex, you kept that correct.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing about those two guys that they have a lot in, you know, a lot in common. They're both competitive guys. They've had success in this league. Obviously, Santonio had the catch, you know, of all time, maybe in a Super Bowl game. But you know, and maybe Sanchez hasn't quite had the success that Santonio has, obviously being a Super Bowl champion. But he has had some success. You know, won 4 road playoff games, a lot of those type of things. So. But they're competitive, and I think, you know, their first year together, they did a lot of great things. In fact, I think they contributed to winning 4 games for us in the closing minutes of games. So it's not like they haven't been successful before in the past with each other. You know, I think they have been. So I really think there's enough in, you know, enough in common and right there that that they'll fix this.
Rex, about 1 month in, the Tony Sperano as your coordinator, what have your impressions been after having coached against him?
Well, first off, I really, you know, I've always admired him, and I've said this before, that, you know, I never liked him. When he was the opposing coach over there, and you know, you shake hands after game and all that stuff, and I said, you know, I really couldn't put my finger on why. But then as I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? That guy thinks he's as tough as I am, and you know, yeah, he might be tough, but you know what? It's but that's something I really admire about him. And I think, you know, sitting there, I schedule every day at least an hour a day with him, and we'll sit and we'll talk football, and he's putting in our offense and things like that right now, and I figure if he can teach it to me, he can teach it to any of these guys, because I've obviously be the lowest guy in the room. But it's been great. It's been a great experience so far. Yeah, I think with us, we always do team building things. You know, that's not unusual for us. We've had bowling nights, we've had movie nights, we went to Fort Bragg one time. You know, I think we set the all-time record, by the way, in fastest getting out of one. You know, they rolled over the Humvee and all that stuff. And it was tough because I was in the thing. And they threw me out of there quick. But it was, those things are always good. But I think with us, getting back to work, we can't wait to get back to work and start our new season. And really, we know what it's about. You know, we all feel terrible about the results, how the season ended last year. But we can't do anything about that. We can just learn from it. And I think it was, there's some lessons well learned, I can promise you. But And I know, looking individually at myself, that there are several things that I can improve in and get better. And I'm looking forward to this season because I know I'll be better, and I know each one of our guys will be better. I believe that.
Rex, I'm sure you heard Greg McElroy's comments about the selfishness in the locker room. And it was something that really sounded like it opened his eyes. What did you think of those comments? And were you angry, or do you learn from what he said?
No, I mean, I was angry about it. I thought, I never agreed with all the statements he made and things. But, the thing about our football team that separates, that maybe we're different than other teams is we are truly a transparent organization, So you're going to know a lot about the New York Jets in the great times, but you're also going to know a lot about us in the not so good times. And that's part of it. That's just one man's opinion. I'll say this, that it's and that's a good tackle from Oklahoma. But it's I'll listen to everything. But I don't think it was the way maybe it's portrayed out there that, we had a huge problem and things like that. I think it was there's no question we had some problems with some individuals, but we're gonna fix it. And I know I'm the guy for the job to do it. I know our players. We got the right players, and we will get it fixed.
Right. You said, Sanchez will be the Jets quarterback in 2012, and so advisedly. But whenever people questions come up, no one's kind of completely closed the door on that. And I'm just curious, if you believe Sanchez will be the starting quarterback, why not close the door on the people questions?
Are you talking about my son or some other Peyton? I think first off, Peyton's under contract to a different team, so I can't talk about him specifically. But with our organization, we will look at everybody. There's a list of 10 free agent quarterbacks that I've looked at. There's the draft guys I've looked at. In my opinion, we have the best corner in football, in the history of football, along with Deion Sanders. And we're still looking at a million corners. We also have, Antonio Cromartie. So we have a great group of corners, but that doesn't mean we're not going to do our due diligence and looking at every possibility, regardless of the position.
Rex, if he is your future and your quarterback and he's an ascending talent, as you described, why would you even leave open the possibility for speculation that a free agent or veteran free agent like Peyton Manning could be?
But again, we're sitting back. We will do always what's in the best interest of our organization. And for us, that means we're going to be prepared. We're going to look at any possibility that's out there, that's perceived otherwise. We will look at all the possibilities.
Is there an extra focus on getting a backup for Mark Sanchez that would maybe put more pressure on him? Tomlinson said maybe there's pampered and there was nobody really pressuring him putting his feet to the fire. Do you have an extra focus on that?
Well, with McElroy's comments, absolutely. No. I'm saying, we are going to look at, again, the way, Mike Tannenbaum does a tremendous job, and his staff, they do a tremendous job of, looking at possible free agents, looking at, possible draft picks and all that. And I have complete confidence that we will have a great football team. Does that mean this player's going to be a backup quarterback or starting wideout or whatever it is, I'm not sure what that would look like. And nobody knows right now. But, again, we're going to be prepared. There's no doubt. Well, yeah, I think, the way the league is now, pass rushers at a premium, that's for sure. And guys are, going up and drafting these guys, earlier and all that. I remember back in the day there used to be, you might slide an outside linebacker in round 4 or 5, that could be a great player. And I'm not saying that that's not the case now, but it seems like everybody's really trying to get these pass rushers.
Hey, we kept using the word team early on there.
Well, I think my comment hurt us. I don't think there's any doubt. I think it put pressure on guys that, quite honestly, never needed to be. And I'll say this about our team. We're going to have as much fun as any team in there because that's how we do business. And I think I look at it, I was challenged by even one of our players. Like, Rex, you never had as much fun as you did the first 2 years. And you know what? I put the pressure on myself. There's no doubt. But I try to put it on myself to take it off our team. I don't think I accomplished that this season.
Right, but you said that, that was a comment you made to Devore. Mm-hmm. Would you attribute that comment to Devore to what happened in December when things really kind of fell off the rails?
Well, again, I don't see us that we completely got off the track. I think we kind of got in the gravel a little bit. We just got to right it, and we can't knee-jerk reaction and we'll roll it the other way. So, there's ways of handling this type of thing. I think our football team's a little closer than people give us credit for. But again, I'm excited about the challenge because I know one thing. A team that I've always coached, generally is that's what you know about this unit or this football team, that it is going to be a close team, and we will be. There's no doubt.
Rex, there some of the free agent acquisitions last year in Plexico and brought in some veterans, but there were struggles on the outside, and then defensively just trying to cover quicker tight ends and stuff like that. Do you see a need to improve the team's speed this season?
Well, I think, we'll certainly look at that. We just got to get some more good football players to go along with some of the great players we already have. I mean, when you look at the speed that we have, I don't know if anybody has as good a group of corners as we do. When you look at the three corners, our top three corners, Darrell Revis being number one, and don't even put anybody else in the ballpark. Then you got Cromartie, who I think had a tremendous year, even though it was maybe he never made the Pro Bowl for whatever reason. And then you have Kyle Wilson. I think he really improved. But that right there, that's about as, speedy a group as there is. Maybe Oakland's faster because, they got a better track team than we do. But, we'll be focused on building a great football team.
How do you feel? I was told us that you have to be who you are. That's why you said things that you said. I mean, are we to believe that you actually are going to be capable of this kind of verbal self-control that you should be wanting to do?
Well, but it's not necessarily just self-control because, no, I'm going to have fun. I think sometimes that gets lost and, because I have fun with the opponents, media. I have fun with the opponent players, opponent coaches, whatever it is. Because you know what? I mean, this is not life or death. Now, one thing I'm totally serious about is winning. And if I think there's something that I say, a comment that I'm going to make that pulls away from us accomplishing that mission, then I'm not going to say it. Okay, but will I always be myself? Of course. I mean, I am going to have a great time. That's who I am, and that's who I'll always be.
Even if it just means from here on forward, stopping short of saying publicly, you know what I mean? I'm just using.
Right. No, but you can always write that I believe our team will win. There's no question. I've never gone into a game I didn't think we'll win, but I might not use that thing again.
Ryan Grigson, Indianapolis Colts, will be available at Podium A. He will be followed by Chuck Pagano.
Again, how do you feel about the safety?
Well, I think when you look at it, I admire the play of our safeties this year. We had some guys, Eric Smith played hurt, the majority of the season. You had, Jimmy Leonard unfortunately got hurt. Rodney Poole stepped in. I know our guys gave everything they had. Will we look in that area to upgrade our team? I don't know. I can't tell you. Currently we'll have, a couple of those guys are free agents. So, by numbers, I'm sure we'll look. We have to get Eric Smith is a starter, and then Tracy Wilson's, I think, the only other guy under contract. So, obviously we need more than those two to play with.
Rex, obviously the rivalry with New England is obviously something you have to bear in mind. Do you pay attention to their moves in the offseason, or do you keep it very Jets-centric and let them do what they're going to do and see in August?
We always look at the moves of every team. Especially New England. I mean, that's a team that we have to beat, clearly. The 3 years I've been here, they've won our division all 3 years, and that's something that we want to do. And so there's a chess match going on. That would our team look differently if would we put so much of our resources, as some people call them, in the corner if we weren't playing the New England Patriots? I don't know, we definitely will. We always look at what they're doing, but the main thing is building our team. And we have a vision for our team. We got to stay the course. We got to do what we do best, and I think that's our main focus.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.